Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Vermeer has introduced new bail wrappers. Let's learn more about them and go in-depth with Vermeer product manager Josh Vries. Josh, I understand that Vermeer has added a new line of bail wrappers.
Yeah, that's correct, Bob. We actually added three new bail wrappers this year, which replace our previous three individual bail wrappers. So the new wrappers are the SBW 4000, which is a stationary individual wrapper. We added the SBW 8000 and the SBW 8500, which have updated controls and hydraulics from our previous models as well. The new controls on the SBW 8000 and SBW 8500 have a touchscreen, so it's very intuitive, a lot simpler to use compared to our previous models. So we're really moving into the generation of making things really simple, like your iPhone is today, where your 3 or 4 year old kid can pick up your phone and use this. Now we'd expect to see something similar as we move to touchscreens on our bail wrappers too, for a model that you generally, you know, don't use all the time. Only use a few times a year. It's very nice to have something intuitive like that in order to operate your bail wrappers.
The SBW 4000. First, what's the SBW stand for? Anything or just a random single bail wrapper?
SBW stands for single bail wrapper. So we also have in our lineup that we launched a couple of years ago a BW 5500, which is an inline wrapper, so bail wrapper. But these new wrappers are for single bails, so you can do a single bail at a time. So when folks drive by and they see those, people think they look like big marshmallows out in the field. That's how we do it, is with these SBW wrappers versus a big line of bales in a tube. That's done with our BW 5500. So the single bale wrappers is what creates those marshmallow-looking things out in the field you see sometimes. So what we're doing is we're taking high-moisture hay, and we're wrapping that hay and allowing it to ferment to make silage for the cows with these SBW wrappers.
Okay, and I presume just the different models have different complexity and different cost and all of that.
Yeah, so the SBW 4000 allows you to do stationary wrapping, so where you would bring the bales through the wrapper, and the controls on that are much simpler. So just two levers basically to operate that that bale wrapper. A person would load the bale onto the wrapper. You'd have a second person there wrapping the bale, and then you'd take the bale off and stack it in place. Versus the SBW 8000, which can handle up to a 5x4 bale, that actually has a loading arm on it, so you can actually go and pick up the bales and wrap those bales in the field and dump them off in the field. Versus the SBW 8500 can actually wrap up to a 5 foot by 5 foot bale, so a little bit larger bale. And the SBW 8500 also comes with an end tip kit, so you can tip the bales on its end so they don't roll off on you, and also tip them on the side of the bale that has a little bit more plastic on it so you don't get alfalfa poking through that plastic on you.
Okay, and these are different from the big long lines of bales, as you said. This is a whole different process and product.
Yeah, correct. You know, people would really choose to use an SBW, so a single bale wrapper, for a few different reasons. One is that they're not wrapping a lot of bales per year. They're a little bit lower cost up front. Also, if somebody wants to be able to move the wrapped bales a long ways, they can do that without having to worry about spoiling the hay. So you can individually wrap the bales, and they're completely sealed, and you can actually pick them up, move them around. If you're into marketing hay, you can use them for that as well. What we generally like to say is people that are doing 500 or less bales per year maybe fit into the single bale wrapper, and people doing maybe 500 bales or more might fit into more of an inline wrapper as well. So with the individual wrapper, it's a little bit slower than the inline wrapper as well, but if you're only doing a few hundred bales per year, you definitely save a little bit on the upfront cost of that machine.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the new bale wrappers with Vermeer product manager Josh Vries.
Speaking of costs, what's the ballpark for, let's just say, the 4,000, the basic model?
Yeah, so the SBW 4,000, the list price is around $13,000. The SBW 8,000, the list price is just over $20,000. And the SBW 8,500, the list price on that is around $28,000.
How do farmers normally do this? I guess it depends upon the size of the farm. I guess maybe people can, several farmers, several operations can share one, or one owns it, or do they each own their own?
Yeah, so certainly can do it a few different ways. You could share a bale wrapper with your neighbor. But also we see a lot of people, because a lot of people are putting up hay about the same time, it might be nice to have your own as well. So the other thing we see with these individual wrappers is somebody first getting into wrapping, you know, going from doing just dry hay to into more of a wet silage or a baleage type condition. Maybe you want to just try this out for a few years and own the individual wrappers before they go full into doing all of their hay, putting it up wet as baleage, and then they might move to an inline wrapper that can do more bales per hour. So that's what we see with these SBW wrappers.
Is it my imagination, or am I seeing more wrapped bales rather than unwrapped bales?
You certainly are starting to see more wrapped bales. Certainly the trend has started a long time ago overseas, actually in Europe, and has progressed from the east towards the west here in the United States. It just seems like finding that window of opportunity of 3, 4, 5 days of dry weather in a row just seems to be more difficult than it was several years ago. And you also have a lot more people doing some farming on the side, where they want to be able to drop hay on a Friday after work. And then be able to bale it on Saturday, and baleage is a really good option for them as well. So you are seeing it, and a lot more baleage being done due to those windows in the weather, as well as just a lifestyle choice. And then the third thing that's very important too is the quality. By putting up baleage or putting up wet hay and wrapping it, you have a better opportunity to get hay up before it gets rained on, thus preserving the quality of it. And increasing the gains in your cattle or the milk production on your dairy cows.
Well, I think you told me a couple years ago that there's better weight gain, or there's more nutrition, there's something in the sort of the fermentation process in the wet bale. Am I remembering right?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing there is just preserving the quality. So prior to getting rained on or prior to the weather turning on you, you're able to preserve the quality of that hay. The other thing that we see is it seems to be more palatable to the cattle. So if you put a dry hay out that's of high quality in front of your beef cows, and you set a second bale out of baleage in front of your beef cows, a lot of times what we see is those cows will eat that wet hay or that baleage a lot faster than they would eat that dry hay. So we do see some gains because of that too. They just seem to like the wet hay better than the dry hay.
Now, as I drive around the countryside, I see big round bales, but they're all sort of grayish. I mean, we've all seen those, and I don't know anything about this, but I presume that if they've been out there several years and are gray, they're not as valuable to the farmer for feed.
Yeah, certainly the outside layer can have some spoilage on that, and either the cows pick through that and try to get to the good stuff, or that's lost. So. The other big part that we see with baleage right now is storage losses. So you can have upwards of 30, even pushing up to 40% storage loss on round bales if they're sitting around for quite a while, and if they aren't stored in the perfect condition. Versus baleage, once you wrap that hay, there's really almost no loss during the storage period once you get it wrapped up. So there's not only preservation of the quality with baleage, but there's also reduced storage loss that we see with baleage as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new bale wrappers with Vermeer product manager Josh Vries.
How long can you store it wrapped and still be good? Any studies show
A lot of that, a lot of that has to do with the quality of the plastic. You know, we recommend that you try to feed that out within 12 months, and that assumes you've got a good amount of plastic on it and a good quality plastic. We certainly do see people going much further than 12 months and you know, up to 2 years, but we would definitely recommend trying to feed that out within 12 months. You know, your plastic can deteriorate over time too, so you got to watch that. Make sure that you, when you store that, you store that in a nice place that's going to stay nice and dry. It is away from animals that might get at it and rip through that plastic as well.
Well, how are sales of these new lines?
Well, these new lines were just introduced a couple of weeks ago, so we are just starting to take orders for them now. But we certainly do anticipate good sales of all three of these new bale wrappers.
And so there's some preliminary interest?
Yeah, absolutely. Our testing that we've done the last few years on them has been very good. And the fact that they're replacing a previous generation of wrappers, we've got a pretty good idea that a lot of these will be sold here in the Midwest, as well as into the Northeast. And as we see this baleage trend continue to move towards the West, we would expect some of these to start being sold out West as well.
Mm-hmm. Any overseas sales do you anticipate?
You know, other than up into Canada, a lot of our business here on the foreign side at Vermeer is really focused in North America. So although we do expect to have a few sold down into South America and maybe into South Africa, you know, we don't have near the distribution outside of North America as we do within North America. So we would expect the majority sold here in North America, but do have opportunities in certain other countries outside as well.
Do you have any real competition for, I mean, you don't have to say brand names or anything, but is there any competition for these balers? Are there other companies making them?
Yeah. So for the bale wrappers, certainly there's a lot of countries, most of them based actually in Europe, that have been wrapping hay for quite a few years. So there's definitely some competition for the style of bale wrapper.
Okay, and so how do you beat the competition?
That's a really good question. Well, the big thing that we saw with bale wrappers, what we wanted to go back and do compared to our previous generation is make them easy to use. So it really has to do with the intuitive design of a touchscreen, so that somebody who maybe, you know, you maybe only got to wrap your hay 5, 6, 7 times throughout the summer, depending on when you're cutting hay and how many crops you're getting off, and then how far spaced out you are. So by only having to use the equipment a few times a year, you want to make it very intuitive for somebody. And I think some of the older equipment is not as intuitive to use. So what we want to do with this is go to a touchscreen that was easy and intuitive for people to operate when they aren't used to operating the equipment as much as say other things that you do in your daily life.
Well, yeah, when I only do something with technology once every 6 months or so, or once a year, and there's a considerable time lag, I forget it. I have to be totally retrained, and you're trying to avoid that.
Yeah, we're really trying to avoid that, and you see that on a lot of other things we're working on too, where we're going to more intuitive touchscreens, where the icon comes up and you know you want to be at that icon, so you, rather than looking for the button that straights back to that icon on the screen, you can just touch the icon itself. And we see that obviously in everyday life with our smartphones, as well as the tablets that we're starting to see as well, used, that people seem to be able to pick those up and understand how they work almost immediately.
Well, I think I mentioned this the last time I talked, but I keep thinking one of these days I'm going to see some Hawkeye or Cyclone or Panther plastic on some of these balers, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, as far as the type of plastic we're using with the bale wrappers, you know, generally here in North America we use a white plastic, and that's to help reflect the sunlight as well as to not absorb as much heat. So although we are seeing a couple colors here and there every now and again, it's not nearly as prevalent as what people might think.
Yeah. Well, anything I didn't know enough to ask that you'd like to share today?
We have two new balers that we launched here this fall. One is the 504R Classic, and the other one is the 504R Premium. So a year ago, we actually launched what we call our 504R Signature, and the 504R Classic is a more economical version of our 504R Signature. And then on the top side, our 504R Premium, which launched, is really a very feature-rich 504R Signature. So the 504R Premium, we've added the silage kit direct from the factory. We've updated the belts in the baler, and we've also added some nice convenience features for customers as well, including grease banks, as well as some options for work lights and auto greasers to that baler.
Wow, you must have a bunch of people just thinking all the time about how to make improvements.
We sure do, and we're really blessed with the staff we have and the engineers we have at Vermeer. They do a very nice job for us, and they really do great work and think up really good ideas on how to improve the product and have it fit for the different markets that we strive to work with.
Thanks to Josh Gries for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.